Conflict is often treated as a problem to escape. People say, I hate conflict. They say, I just want this to go away. They say, tell me what to say so this person will finally change. But in Christ, conflict can become a place of discipleship. That does not mean conflict is good in itself. Sin is real, harm is real, injustice is real. Abuse, manipulation, betrayal, and spiritual pride are not small things. Christians should never call evil good, but we can say this, God is present with his people in the middle of conflict. He can expose what is hidden. He can form humility. He can call for confession. He can strengthen courage. He can teach patience. He can guide boundaries. He can prepare repair. He can free a wounded person from bitterness without denying the wound. Conflict discipleship asks a deeper question than, how do I win? It asks, Lord Jesus, who are you calling me to become here? A peace fire ministry practice exists to help people ask that question. Many people enter conflict with only two instincts. They either attack or avoid. They either push harder or disappear. They either demand control or surrender their voice. But the way of Christ is deeper than attack or avoidance. Romans 12 says, if it is possible, as much as it is up to you, be at peace with all men. That verse is wise. It teaches both pursuit and limits. As much as it is up to you means you have responsibility before God. If it is possible means you do not control the other person's response. That is important for peace fire ministry. A peace fire coach minister helps people own what is theirs without taking responsibility for what belongs to someone else. The minister may help a person ask, what happened? What meaning did I give it? What did I want? What did I fear? What did I do next? Did my response spread wildfire or return me to peace fire? Is there confession needed? Is there forgiveness to consider? Is there danger that requires help? Is a firebreak needed? What is my next faithful step? This kind of ministry takes humility. The peace fire coach minister is not the hero of the story. Jesus is. The minister listens, asks, prays by permission, speaks with care, and helps the person discern before God. In this course, you are preparing to build a practice that serves real people. Real people bring mixed motives, complicated stories, strong emotions, and painful histories. So we begin with this conviction. Conflict is not merely a problem to manage. In Christ, conflict can become a place where disciples are formed. And the peace fire minister helps people meet Jesus there.